Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
And welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today's episode, I wanted to discuss some fun things that are taking place over the social media world. I always say like the Twitter sphere, but these stories today are not just happening throughout Twitter, but are also happening. I wanted to discuss a Facebook family reunion, as well as a new world record that has been set that was, not streamed, but posted to social media as well. So let's just get started. Now, with social media comes a lot of other situations, the good, the bad, the ugly. We always discuss on this show a lot of fun things and positive things that take place due to social media. And later on, when I discuss my Facebook family reunion, well, it wasn't my family reunion, but anyways, you guys will hear about that later. But like with the Facebook family reunion, good comes out of social media as well. But then for some odd reason, through easier ways to communicate with picture texting, chat, video, all of that, for some reason, social media also brings out the not so nice things and not so kind things out of people. So now this first story, I first heard about it on Twitter. Now, Twitter, like you guys know, is probably Instagram's my most loved and to me my favorite social media platform, but then Twitter is a very, very close second, only because I love how almost everyone has a Twitter account, and I love how even big businesses as well as celebrities and other politicians even have social media accounts. And we saw what a big role throughout these last few weeks we've been discussing and talking about how through different social media platforms that the way that our politicians communicated with us and different things that we saw through social media in regards to our politicians and to presidential candidates, as well as when it came down to voting and things like that. And for me, I don't know about you, but I was actually at work during the as the polls were being counted and the results were showing up. And so I couldn't watch TV because, like I said, I was at work. And so I used Google. And I just simply typed in election 2016. And so with that, they had a live, live coverage and up to date where it was updated every 30 seconds on the results from all the different polls and when the polls would be closing. And once the results were in, who was in the lead, who had won, what the different results were for the different, as well as state results. So it was really, really cool. And it was a way that we have now through this generation and through the advancement of technology, it's really cool how we get to use social media. But anyway, so like I said, this story I actually saw on Twitter at first. And it was kind of funny to me because the headline was it was in regards to a girl responding to a nude selfie request. Now, I'm not going to get into that, but like I said, through social media and through the use of our smartphones, the access to various content is more readily available. And because people engage in different means of communication, they use their phones for a lot of things. Now, this girl, her name on Twitter is Reese Hebert. And so it's at Reese underscore Hebert. That's H-E-B-E-R-T. So Hebert. Excuse me. It's probably Hebert. So our girl Reese, now I want to first out give a shout out to our girl Reese, because I think that she is really, really cool for this. And I think that how she handled this situation is really, really awesome. Now, if you are into that, that's your business. If you're not into that, that's your business too. I don't personally agree with the fact that a young man asked her for a picture. But anyway, so she responded. She posted her response and her conversation that she was having with this young man to her Twitter account. And basically, the conversation was that he had asked her what she was doing at that time. Like, hey, like, what are you doing? And she had mentioned that she, it said, so her response was about to shower, WBU. And WBU stands for what about you? Okay. And so she texted him saying about to shower, what about you? And he said, his response was, ooh-wee, I want to see. And so she actually sent him a picture of herself. And like I said, you can definitely look this up. Her social media account on Twitter is, and she at this time, as of 6:21 p.m. When she had first originally posted this, she had over 3,000 retweets, but it's well over that now that it's been up for about a week and a half now. And she posted her caption to the picture was, I knew this would come in handy one day. And her picture that she sent back to this young man that was asking for a picture of her in the shower, she's wearing one of those like umbrella hats, those multicolor umbrella hats. And she's smiling. And it's just basically her like her neck and up. And she's smiling in the picture. And there is shower water, like the shower is on. So water coming from the shower head. Pouring onto her umbrella hat, and she's all dry and everything and clothed and all of that. And so I just thought it was really cool. And I thought that her response to him, I think one of the reasons why it got to become so big and so viral on social media after she posted this conversation and the picture that she sent on Twitter is because, one, it's hilarious. Because she just looks so adorable and cute, and like it's funny cute. Because those umbrella hats don't look cute on anybody; they just don't, and they're kind of more of like a comical factor, a piece of comedy. And so, but then because she didn't feel pressured to give in to him, and which I thought was really, really cool about you, Reese. And I thought that that was really awesome. I thought that, one, you're really cool because you can laugh at yourself. And I think that that's always a lot of fun and always an awesome trait to have, is just being able to joke around and laugh with yourself. But also the fact that you didn't give in to him wanting you to send something that you may not feel comfortable with, or maybe just didn't want to do, or you just don't do. And that's fine too. Like I said, if that's your thing, that's your thing. But if it's not, then that's fine too. And so, I just really applaud you, Reese, because I thought that that was really cool. And like I said, you can definitely go check out her tweet that has so many retweets and favorites and everything, because it's just, it's great. It's really good. And her picture, like I said, she looks cute to me. I think she's really adorable. But yes, like I said, so that's our girl, Reese. She stood up when asked for, and according to the story, because they, of course, since a lot of publications, including BuzzFeed, Refinery29, they've reached out to her because they wanted to know, what did he say back? And what was, you know, why did you post this? And so you can definitely look up the articles on her. But she did say, Reese did mention that he never did. And they don't release his name, rightfully so, because this is kind of embarrassing for him, or for like the person on the other end of the conversation. But they he never responded to her. So clearly he either A, didn't like her joke, or B, just whatever, you know. So he ended up not even responding to her. And so that's going to do it for this little piece right now. That's something that I wanted to share, because I thought she was just, one, so cute. And I just thought that she was so cool, really, for not giving into something that she didn't want to do. And then, and just having the fun and the confidence to laugh at herself as well, and posting that to Twitter. So we're going to keep it locked here. I have to take it to a quick break. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concept Social Media News Podcast. I will be right back.
check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and this other story that I wanted to share, which I was very, very impressed with when I saw it on social media. But now, a Rubik's Cube is very, very difficult to solve. And if you are somebody who's listening to this and you say, Pauline, really, a Rubik's Cube is not that difficult to solve, then you're really cool, because you could figure out mathematical puzzles. And I'm not good at math at all. I don't know if it's technically considered a mathematical puzzle or if it's a pattern puzzle, whatever. But solving a Rubik's Cube is so popular because it is so difficult for so many of us. And I have tried to solve a Rubik's Cube. I have never even gotten like a row to line up or a side to line up. Getting a side to line up and to be perfectly all a solid color would be a very, very big accomplishment for me, and I would be very, very excited. But then, like I said, there are some of you out there who it's very easy for you to solve a Rubik's Cube. And with all things, there are world records. And I think world records are really, really cool because, one, it's just really cool to know that you're the one person with that feature or with that ability or with that trademark, whatever it may be. And like when I was in college, I went to UC Irvine, and at the beginning of the school year, they would always try to beat some type of world record. Like we had like a world record, like dodgeball game, I think it was. We also did like a pillow fight, the world's biggest pillow fight, just a bunch of random things that we would always try to do to break the world record. And so, when I was growing up, I would always read like the world record book and like Ripley's Believe It or Not. Those were always really, really cool books to me because, like I said, again, to know that your hair is the longest in the world, or which always creeped me out. And especially like the nails, when somebody would have like the longest nails in the world and like they would start to curl. Like I never could understand, because my nails break so easily. And even when I have fake nails on, they break pretty easily as well. And so I don't get how somebody can have nails that are like feet long, you know, so, so long. But anyway, so like I said, now back to my Rubik's Cube story. Well, a man by the name of Mats Velik from the Netherlands is our new world record holder in solving the Rubik's Cube challenge. Now, he's just 20 years old. He's really, really cool. And you can see the video because it was posted all over Twitter and social media platforms. And it's really cool because it looks like he is participating in a tournament, and there's other people who are trying to solve this Rubik's Cube challenge in a very, very quick amount of time. And there's a score sheet and everything, and then there's also a clock right next to him, and it's like it's a stopwatch, so when he starts and then to when he finishes, and they record everything as well. So it's very, very detailed and very accurate on this world record. And so he did one of those 3x3 Rubik's Cubes, and which I don't know if that makes it easier or harder. I don't know. They're all difficult to me. I don't care if it's a 3x3, 8x3, I mean, 8x8, a 64x64, whatever. They're just going to be really difficult for me regardless. And so he broke the world record at the So what it was, it's the new official world record of the 3x3 Rubik's Cube single at the Jawa Timur Open this year. And he solved it in 4.74 seconds. Seconds. And so less than 5 seconds, literally comfortably under 5 seconds. He solved the Rubik's Cube challenge. And so, which I just think, like I said, that's phenomenal to me, because one, being able to solve a Rubik's Cube is cool, but let alone doing anything in less than 5 seconds is pretty incredible. I don't know if I can do anything really in 5 seconds. I really, let alone solve something. And so he does accomplish that. And so, like I said, Mats Wilik of the Netherlands, who's only 20 years old, and he's a really cool kid. You can see his pictures all over social media, especially on Twitter. You can actually watch the entire clip of him solving the Rubik's Cube because it's so short. It's such a short amount of time that it takes him that it doesn't even take up, like, you know how on Vine and certain social media platforms, the video can only be so long because of how much content, and a lot of times you have to cut back on some content, like when you're posting on Instagram or posting on other platforms like Vine, for instance. Like, this would definitely give you more than enough time to post this video on Vine because it's less than 5 seconds, and Vine you can do up to 6 seconds. So whatever. Anyway, so congratulations to him on solving that. He is a new world record holder for that. And I don't know, I guess, well, technically you would only need to take 4.73 seconds to beat his world record, but I don't know, that's an awesome challenge. And whoever is able to break his record, that's truly, and if you think about it, you have to be able to, you're thinking about having to solve this problem and how you're going to solve this problem, as well as having your hands twisting and manipulating the Rubik's Cube to solve the challenge, and all of this under 5 seconds. I don't know, I just think that that's really, 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 really cool to me. And so I'm going to cut it to a quick break, but when we come back, I want to tell you guys about another fun story that I wanted to share with you that took place. And this heartwarming, just special, special story, all thanks to Facebook. So this episode, I wanted to talk about all the fun and exciting and just the laughs that you can gain from social media, as well as the accomplishments being on display through social media, and how, as a world, like, through without social media, truly, would have anybody really cared much besides other people who compete in Rubik's Cube challenges or who are so smart and so where it's so easy for them as far as solving these types of puzzles? Would we have really cared? And would we have really been here to congratulate him, to congratulate Mats on this awesome achievement, really, without so the help of social media? I personally would not have even known that they have tournaments like this. I would not have even known his name. I would not have even thought to look it up in the world record book. But it's just like a fun fact that we now know, and his name is making it around the world because of social media. And so with that, I'm going to cut it to one more quick break. And when we come back, I want to discuss our Facebook family reunion. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. I'm Pauline, and I will be right back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and I wanted to end today's episode on a really remarkable story that, thanks to Facebook, became a reality. Now, so there is a family in Kentucky, and the mom's name of the family is Lisa Lumpkins. Now, Lisa and her husband have two biological children, and they also have other adopted children, right? And one of their adopted daughters, her name is Aubrey, and she is a very, she's a teenager. I believe she's about 14 or 15. And so she is a teenager. So Aubrey's a teenager that they adopted from China in 2013, and she actually has cerebral palsy. Now, Lisa one day was scrolling on Facebook, and you guys are not going to believe this story when I tell you, but it's really, really remarkable. And it's just amazing how through Facebook that this family has grown. And so she was scrolling through Facebook and posted to her timeline by a friend who was volunteering at the orphanage in which they adopted Aubrey, posted a picture of another young girl who is also a teenager, still living at that orphanage. And when Lisa came across the picture, she, and I quote, "I was just stopped dead in my tracks. I couldn't believe how much she looked like my daughter." And that was when she was speaking about Aubrey, right? And so they actually paid for a DNA test, and because this orphanage is the same orphanage in which they adopted Aubrey. And so this other little girl who looked just like Aubrey, who also has cerebral palsy, was posted. And so they paid for a DNA test, and it was confirmed. It was 99.99% chance. Like, it confirmed that this other little girl was Aubrey's long lost sister. And so, and they had grown up in the same orphanage. However, they did not know that they were sisters, and they didn't even know that they were living there together. And the Lumpkins were saying that they didn't even know that Aubrey had another sister. And so through a GoFundMe account where they raised over $50,000, they were able to go back to that orphanage and adopt Aubrey's sister. And they have named her Avery. And so they went to go get Avery and adopt her. And so Mr. Lumpkin, his name is Gene. So Gene, their biological daughter, as well as one of their adopted sons, Noah, went to China to go adopt her. They were saying that it came at the most perfect time, that this picture was posted at the most perfect time, and that it was truly meant to be, because in China, the legal age in which you are no longer eligible to be adopted by a foreign family is 14. And so if you are an orphan living in China, and by the time you turn 14, you can no longer be adopted by a foreign family. And so, which is very, very important in this case, because later on that week, they finalized the adoption and all of that on a Tuesday. And on that Thursday, little Avery would have been turning 14. So it was truly, truly perfect timing. And Lisa did say that adoption was always a childhood dream of hers, and that she always wanted her home to be a safe and loving place for orphans, and that she believes that a safe home is better than an orphanage for these children who have been abandoned. And so, Avery is actually going to be their sixth child that they have adopted from China. And most of them do have disabilities as well. And then, but like I said, they do have two biological children. And now the other thing that I just thought was so special through the help of social media, in particular GoFundMe. So it costs about $35,000 to adopt a child from China and to finalize that adoption and everything. And because Lisa is at home taking care of the children and the running of the house. She's a stay-at-home mom, rightfully so, and she has such a big family and all the children who truly need her undivided time and attention. And her husband works for a Toyota factory. He's a supervisor there in Georgetown. That they don't have that much money. And so through GoFundMe, they were able to raise over $50,000. And actually, and it gets better. The story gets better. That they, while they were there, they also came across another young daughter, another young child that needed to be adopted as well from a different orphanage. And so they adopted another daughter on that trip. Her name is Molly. And so they are now coming home, and they are coming home to the United States, where both of the new daughters. So Aubrey's long lost sister, Avery, as well as another baby girl from China, her name is Molly. And so they are back, and they are going to, everything is finally completed with their adoption process. And so the two girls are going to be coming to the United States, where they will all be together. And Lisa did say that they are going to have a huge celebration once the girls are back in Kentucky, or not back to Kentucky, but once the girls arrive in Kentucky and arrive home, because they are very, very excited to have them as a part of their family. So they're a very big family of many. And so, and I just thought that was such a fun and exciting and such a light and heartwarming story, because one, through two social media platforms, through Facebook, and because of Lisa's friend posting the picture of the one child who they named Avery, and them realizing, and that this picture was posted back in February. So this is when this first came about, in February of this year, when this picture was posted. And then, like I said, they went through the DNA process, and then it was confirmed that they were in fact sisters. That's when they began the adoption process, and they are now back here in the United States, which is just so exciting. And then also through the love and through the generosity of their friends and families and others who made generous donations, that they were able to raise enough money to go to China and to go adopt these baby girls. And so it's very, very exciting. And I just thought that it was just such a nice way that through social media, how love and through family, even a family has grown, and that these girls, and especially Aubrey, who was just, was very close to not being able to being adopted because of her age, was able to find a loving home. And I think it just makes it even that much more sweet with someone who is her biological sister as well, so that they are together and have a family that has, that wanted both of them and that loves both of them. And they have many sisters, brothers and sisters as well. So that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline. You can listen to this episode as well as any future and previous episodes on our network website. If you don't know, now you know. It's gsmcpodcast.com, as well as on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. I will talk to you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.